take a moment with some Morab music to begin our journey as Shambra into self-love. Some talk the game, loving yourself. I listen in, and Caldera is getting upset with me right now. He says I shouldn't disparage other people doing other work. Why not? Hey, I got the microphone. No, I check in on some of these others sometime, giving courses in love, and it's like they don't, until you understand energy and consciousness, how can you even talk about it? And, you know, sprinkling sugar dust all over things, that's not love. That's not love. It's not just a bunch of fairy dust. Oh, the first time you ever experienced love on this planet. And it doesn't matter, Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, it doesn't matter. I'm going to ask you to breathe that in now without knowing any details about it. You don't need to. There's a communication in that first experience of love. And there's a mystery in it. It changed you. Other humans later, they came to experience love also, and love is now commonplace. Love, the way humans use it, I say is pedestrian, without a lot of real sensuality. I'm not knocking love. I'm just saying we're going to a different level. That first time you ever experience love, feel it without having to know details. Feel it for a moment. Oh. So many of you at that moment of feeling and experiencing love for the very first time, and perhaps if you were with another person, they didn't even feel the same thing, but you did, and oh, I've got to get back to my angelic families and tell them about this thing, but how do I describe it? I got to get back there and I got to tell all the angels in all of existence about this thing, love. Now, here, sitting with all these masters, the masters that you are, you've had a lot of experiences with love now. Some you'd like to forget. Couple of you going through divorces right now saying, oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's bring it to a more expansive experience. And now open the doors courageously to loving yourself. Kind of like the song, Affinity and Communications. That's what makes reality. Affinity, the loving and acceptance of yourself, total acceptance of yourself. And then the communication, your energy, that is. Loving yourself is nothing you can practice, study, rehearse. It doesn't come when you say, I've got rid of all my bad habits, I'm a really nice person. It doesn't come that way. Comes when you take a deep breath and you accept yourself. I'm going to go one step further in this as we now enter into this next stage of Shambra. The experience of self-love isn't going to be just by yourself, just you. I mean, it's self-love, of course. You're going to experience is the love of your soul that did not know love until you experienced it, but now it does. The love of your soul. People always talk about how your soul really loves you all the time. Soul didn't know about love, But now, in the wisdom that has been brought to the soul, it knows love. And it wants to share that with you. It learned about love from you. And now it wants to share that with you. The love of your past, all of your lifetimes, it wants to share that with you, its love, and the future. What a precious time where we go beyond what we ever planned to do when we came here to Earth. What a precious time. And for you, the human in the experience who actually discovered love, now is the time to receive it from yourself. Take a good deep breath. Self-love. Well, it's not just about human looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, gorgeous. No, it's about letting the soul, the past, the future, the master, letting every part of you now show you how much it loves you. That's self-love. Not just you getting up in the morning and saying, I'm good, I'm beautiful, I love me. No, it's about receiving it now. Your soul truly wants to show you this, and it wants to dance in the experience of it with you. Let's open this new chapter for Shambra. Let's take a good deep breath. What a crazy world. What a weird world. What an era we've just gone through, and now we embark on, I would say, the real passion. What is it like to know the love of self? Like I said, we're gonna have little bumpy roads along the way. It's gonna dredge up old crap. There'll be times when you go very, very mental. There'll be times when you're thinking of self-love and I'm gonna have to kick you in the ass. And when I do, it's $100, right? For the right to kick you in the ass. But as we now come into self-love as masters on the planet, things get a little rough, world gets crazy. Just remember that one thing. All is well in all of creation. With that, welcome back to yourself. Thank you.